vibe going through, hasn't it? That's Purple Zone with Soft Cell and the Pet Shop Boys here on the morning show on Radio Bath with Tim and the Nickster.
Ah, yes.
Our guests in Nick.
Indeed. It took a little bit of time, actually, to get them in there because they're so popular. When they came in, it was like everybody wanted to speak to them. And we've got lots going on today. But we're absolutely delighted to have Cam Cameron, who's the lead exhibition for Rockall Challenge 2022. And we've got Vivian Simpson as well, who's a lead volunteer for Children's Hospice Southwest. And we'll hear a little bit more from Vivian. But first, Cam, hello.
Hello.
It's all been a little bit of a whirlwind this morning. Can you, let's start with you, and can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Well, I'm a former Bath resident, but I'm originally from a small fishing village in northeast Scotland called Buckie. And I came down here to study for a PGC at Bath Spa in 1995, I think it was. It's the only place I could get a PGC placement, and lived in Bath, and then moved into Cheryl. I'm a former Gordon Highlander, an infantry soldier, and for the last 25 years, a naval officer as well. And during COVID lockdown, wanted to go somewhere special, and we couldn't go anywhere because everywhere was locked down. So I hatched this plan to go to the most inhospitable place allegedly on the planet, which is Rockall.
Absolutely. So tell us about the Rockall Challenge 2022. Who's involved and why you've decided to do this?
Well, the most important people who are involved are the charities, Children's Hospice Southwest and the Royal Navy Royal Marines charity. They are the most important people. We're just there to facilitate the raising of funds. So we're going to go out there on June the 6th, hopefully. There's a weather window of about 2 weeks. And Rockall's 260 miles west of mainland UK. And it's very, very difficult to get out there. Five people have stayed on there in history. And we're going to stay out there for about a week from June the 6th to June the 19th within that weather window.
And all weather dependent.
Extremely, yeah, important. waves can crash over the rock at 30 metres and the rock's only 17 metres high, so it's potentially extreme.
Can I just ask, I mean, that's absolutely fascinating. You say there's a weather window. I mean, is that based on a long-term forecast or is that based on history?
Yeah, we've looked at research over the last 20 years to find out when the best time to go is, and that 6th to 19th of June hopefully will be beautiful sunshine. And calm seas.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
It could change.
No, I mean it could, couldn't it? So, tell us who's involved in this expedition.
It was originally going to be me, and then I put it out on and got people involved in the website. So then, people wanted to go as well, and I have Dr. Chris Grieco, who's an expedition medic and a doctor in Taunton. He's an ex naval officer and a friend of mine, so he's going to be the expedition medic. And we also have the well-known, renowned mountaineer James Price, who's also a friend of Chris's, who'll be extremely useful getting up the rock. And then we have Adrian Stiles, who's the radio operator, who's coming on board as well. And Aaron Wheeler and his team from Tiramisu Studios are going to make a documentary of our expedition as well. So they've already started the documentary, and hopefully they'll be out filming us while we're doing it.
It's absolutely fantastic. And we're talking to Vivian while the news was on, and when I knew you were coming in, I knew Rockall as a shipping area. As we listened to the shipping forecasts, and you know, Rockall north at zero, south at zero, it's the only time I'd heard of it, and I didn't actually know what it was, so I googled it, and it looks almost perpendicular.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing I found out was there's one place about 10 feet from the top called Hall's Ledge.
That's the one.
Which is about 11 feet long and 4 feet wide. Is that the only place you can stay, isn't it?
That's where we're going to live.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I think you'd just call that cosy, wouldn't we?
Yeah, it's about the size of a double bed.
Yeah.
And Steve Watson and his team at Landpod are building us the accommodation. They've built us the accommodation. And it's a weatherproof, marinized Landpod. And we'll all four of us will be in there for a week with all our supplies, and hopefully kept safe in there, but there's not a lot of room to move. We won't be going for walks.
Not so they're building the pod on that, or they're going to build it and then transport that over?
We will haul the land pod up in bits and then build it when we get up there.
So how do you attach it to the rock?
With ratchet straps.
Used to load a lorry. Yeah, the ones that you...
That's the one. Mm. So there are anchor points. Tom McLean went there in the 1980s, and Nick Hancock, the world record holder, went there in 2014, I think. Mm. He survived on there for 40-plus days, which is just incredible.
I read about that as well. Apparently, after 21 days, you can call yourself a resident.
Yeah. Well, we won't be residents. No, no, no. unless things go horribly wrong and we can't
get back on. So could you just explain, because I am absolutely fascinated, how do you get there?
We have to get a vessel, a boat, which will take about 24 hours, all things going well, or 36 hours, or possibly even longer, depending on the weather.
Where does it depart from?
The Outer Hebrides, Scotland. So we have to get up to Scotland first, and then we'll take the vessel out to Rockall. Yeah. You know, weather dependent, it's always dependent on the weather. So the skipper will make the final decision as to whether we go.
Yeah.
And even when we get there, the swell may be too much for us to get up on top of the rock, so it's all up in the air at the moment.
So what will you do then? Will you postpone?
May have to pull back and seek shelter and calmer waters and then attempt again, or just go for it.
That's absolutely amazing.
This is just, it's bonkers really, isn't it? I mean, has anybody sort of said that? Incredible.
Everyone says it, Nikki. It is mad. And that's the challenge. That's the excitement about the whole thing. Mm. That's why we wanted to do it. Because, you know, thousands of people have been on the summit of Everest and only five people have lived on Rockall.
So can I ask you, Cam, have you always been mad, or is this a recent phenomenon?
It was only COVID that
drove you to it.
Some mental health issues with COVID, and that's what drove us to it. But we always say, you know, if you can do something and you can do it for other people, then that's the greatest thing you can do. So that's why we're doing it.
Absolutely incredible. So you're going to be doing some scientific studies whilst you're there when you get settled. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, hopefully. We'll be collecting some samples. We've contacted some universities, my former university at Aberdeen and possibly Southampton and Plymouth, and collect some samples for them. Insects, algae, etc. We couldn't get any plants because there aren't any there. we'll pick some samples. And the other thing I'm hoping to do is to do the first circumnavigation of Rockall unaided, so just swim round the rock.
Good Lord.
Oh my goodness. Is this something that is just thrown into the mix, literally? Have you been planning this?
No, this
in the
is,
back
this
of your
is
head?
In the plan, but... you know, there are some risks associated with that, but that's what
I was putting it mildly. I would have thought, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'd have to be attached to the rock at all times via safety line, but I've been practicing cold water swimming over the last couple of years. So.
Obviously, you've looked into this very carefully, but I'm just absolutely fascinated by the whole logistics of it. So when you get there, you're going in a reasonably small craft, I would have thought.
Yeah.
Where does it land? How do you get off of the thing?
It can't land, but we will have a rigid inflatable boat to get up onto the rock. And then we'll jump onto the rock. I think James Price will probably be the first man up because he's the... world-renowned mountaineer, and we'll rely on him to you know, secure the ropes, etc. Mm. And so we've been doing lots of climbing, etc. at Avon Gorge, and climbing centres. So,
right. So you're
fairly
trained.
Competent, yeah.
And your supplies, what do they consist of, and what will you live on for a week?
We'll have ration packs, and we've Raging Bull Biltong are a fantastic company who've decided to supply us with snacks and protein, Biltong, etc. So there are companies who will provide us with sustenance.
Fantastic.
And we'll just have all our kit in barrels, and pull it up, and then try and squeeze it all into this land pod.
Well, one of the issues for you up there would be water. You know, fresh water. I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, we have to take 75 litres of our own fresh water, but we'll also have a reverse osmosis pump, which we can take water from the sea and then
the desalinate.
Yeah, and we'll produce our own just in case we have to stay there longer.
Mm. Absolutely amazing.
This is just fantastic.
I'm gobsmacked.
I am as well, actually. But you know, hence the this is a fantastic. Now, Vivian, I know you've been sitting there rather patiently, and I know that you want, you know, you've got a lot to say about. You were so passionate about this project. Tell us about your involvement through Children's Hospice Southwest and what you do.
Well, with Children's Hospice Southwest, I'm a volunteer with the charity. I basically had my own marketing business in Bath for 18 years.
Yes,
and,
I do.
And decided I would change direction and do something, and I wanted it to be something that would be useful to the community. And I had heard about Children's Hospice Southwest actually from a volunteer who was outside Morrison's in Bath.
It's a small world, isn't it?
Yeah. And so he introduced a charity to me. I'd never heard of it before. And, of course, there's the three hospices, and the nearest one to us is Wraxall and Bristol. Mm-hmm. But there's also hospices in Barnstable and St Austell. So when he told me about it, I thought, oh, my God, that's an awesome charity. I mean, they support children with life-limiting conditions.
Yep.
We don't know how long they're going to be here. Some of them live for a number of years. But it's the looking after of those children in a very carefully controlled environment. But it's a fun environment. Mm. It's a happy place. There's lots of games that are there. The whole premises at Charlton Farm are light and bright and modern. Mm. So, you know, I was talking to a paediatric nurse who actually lives here in Bath, and she's been a volunteer with the charity for 15 years because we've actually been going 30 years altogether.
Wow.
And she said to me, what we do is to make that child's life as happy as we can for whilst they're here.
Yep.
But it's also the ongoing support for the families, the parents, the siblings, and we're there for them as long as they want us to support them, whether the child is still with us or passed on. Yep. So it's just such an awesome charity to work with. And it's hugely satisfying working with a group of people like that, that are so dedicated, whether they're staff or volunteers. There's a lot of volunteers that help the charity as well.
Yeah, it's a great cause, and you know, there's much to be said, and we're hoping that you get a lot of support moving forward. So, Cam, going back to Rockwall, we want to wish you absolute best, and
we're just going to stop for a piece of music, Cam, and there's a couple more questions.
Yeah, there's a few more questions, and we'll come back to you, Vivian, as well, to tell us about what your thoughts are on this Rockwall Challenge 2022.
So this was the only record I could think to play. I don't know if it's completely appropriate, but it's I Am a Rock by Simon and Garfunkel.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December, I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an build walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am. Talk of love. Well, I've heard the word before. It's sleeping in my memory. I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island.
Within my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Perhaps a tad corny, but that was the only one I could think of.
Oh, that's so cool. I like that one. Wonderful. That was really chilled.
Yeah, I am a rock from Simon and Garfunkel. So I mentioned to you that one of our, Cam, I mentioned to you that one of our directors here at Radio Bath is a very proud Scotsman, so I just asked him where he's from. He's from Loch Lomond.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. Yep.
I remember
it's
one day...
A long way from me.
A long way from you, because you're from right up in the very, very far north.
That's right.
And I remember, I've never been, and I will go one day, I'm dying to go to see the Highlands of Scotland. I remember talking to a very proud Highlander one day, though, who was down here. And he said, anyone south from south of Inverness is English.
That's right. That's
and anyone from south of Perth is French. So a very proud bunch, and quite rightly so.
But you must go. I mean, from Bristol you can get up to Inverness in an hour.
Really?
From the airport, so, and its flights are cheap.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I really
And
really
then how long does it take to get from Inverness?
To Bucky is Bucky. An hour, but yeah, but there's so much to see up there. I mean, Inverness is just fantastic. It's a beautiful, beautiful city.
Yeah, absolutely incredible.
So, Cam, going back to you, we've just been talking about the Rock All Challenge 2022 for those of you who just joined, and this amazing journey, this amazing expedition which is going to happen, which is absolutely mind-blowing. Can you tell us a little bit about the charities that you're supporting and why, particularly Children's Hospice South West?
Yeah, of course. The Royal Navy Royal Marines charity is something that's dear to my heart after spending the last 25 years in the R&R. And the Children's Hospice South West was... the association was set up by a colleague of mine who's also a Navy surgeon now, Sean Vanstone, who's a doctor, of course, and visited Children's Hospice South West a number of years ago, and we've had this association with them. And during lockdown, I was trying to think of another charity, and I thought, well, why not do Children's Hospice South West? Because I've been there and I've seen the amazing things that they do. I mean, it's just a beautiful place. If even someone who is in perfect health and from, you know, an adult or a normal background who has nothing wrong with them can go there, and it's such a loving place.
Mm-hmm.
And these children are looked after in a fun, friendly, loving environment. I just thought, you know, if we're going to do it for someone, we've got to do it for these people. So that's our inspiration.
Absolutely.
Is literally the Children's Hospice South West. Mm-hmm. And that's why we want to do that. And my dad always said, if you're going to do something and it helps someone, then go and do it. So that's why we're desperate to get to Rock All.
Yeah, and raise as much money as possible.
Hopefully, yeah.
And tell us, Cam, how can people contact you? Where do they go, you know, to sponsor, to make donations,
etc.? Yeah, well, we've got a website, which is rockall2022.org, and it's just a click of a button away. And I've got to say this, Tim, because people have been extremely generous.
Yeah.
Some people have given us £200 out of their own pockets.
Yeah.
But we're not looking for £200. We're looking for a pound. If a million people could give us a pound, literally just a click of a button and a pound, there is no money that is not enough. You know, people are trying to help the Ukrainians at the moment, and a lot of our money is going there, and it's right that they do that. Slava Ukraine.
Of course, yeah.
But... You know, a pound is all we ask.
That's
as many
incredible.
People as we can. So the website's the way to do it.
Absolutely. So that's www.rockall2022.org. Have you got some links on also on the Children's Hospice Southwest website?
Yes, I'm pretty certain we have. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can always go there if you want to learn more about the charities and also for the Royal Navy and Royal Marines as well. I guess you've got some coverage on your Rockall Challenge and there's links on there as well. Yeah. But this is going to be absolutely stunning, fantastic. I'm wishing you, I'm in awe. I think it's just the most amazing thing that you're doing there. And I'm just wishing you
it
all
is.
The best.
And we, all of us here at Radio Bath, wish you Godspeed and all the very best of luck. And what you're doing is incredible. And the charities, both of them, that you're collecting for are also incredible. Yeah. So we wish you all the very, very best. Can I ask you just one small favour, Cam? Mm-hmm. When it's all over, will you come back in and tell us what it was like?
Of course.
Yeah. That would be fantastic.
And just to say, you're going to have some coverage, perhaps, all being well, God will, that you're going to have a radio presenter there, an amateur one.
Radio operator. Adrian Stiles is coming with us, and he's going to transmit across the world, which is the radio.
Phenomenal. And do you think, you know, obviously we can link up perhaps if it's going to be
awesome
possible
that we link up, but
we can give it a go. I mean, if you're offering to do this, at least we can do is trying to support you also with some communication and get the word out. Okay. But thank you so much. And Vivian, thank you so much.
Thanks for coming. It's lovely to see you again, Vivian. Because we chatted you to a month or so back, didn't we? And it's always lovely to see you. And, you know, we're always happy to support one. Delight to support your wonderful charity.
Well. I mean, how many people do you know are willing to actually do an extreme event?
None.
Simple as that. Absolutely.
Cam's doing it. And his team.
You are a star. And, we are wishing
all the very, very best from all of us at Radio Bath.
Thank you so much for coming in. Keep us posted. Let's keep in communication. And, have a great rest of your day.